You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Father, Be Glorified by Dr. Michael Youssef. Perhaps there is no time when the enemy is more active in our lives than during our prayer time. The Apostle Peter warned, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Constantly on the move, Satan is always plotting, scheming, planning, and looking for opportunities to weaken us. And when it comes to our prayer time, Satan moves like lightning. There's nothing that would please our enemy more than to come between the Lord and us in this sacred hour of intimacy. Why? Satan knows that prayer is the key to our power, strength, and victory over him. And he will make every attempt to weaken us spiritually. Jesus habitually made time to commune with his Father, both early in the morning and late at night. If the Son of the living God saw time with his Father to be that important, how much more should we? Jesus' communion with his Father was like the air that he breathed. Like Jesus, when we pray, we are opening the floodgate of heavenly blessings. To pray is to have the power in our lives and to have power in the high places of heaven. However, the problem is that many of us have built the foundation of our prayer lives upon bad habits and wrong ideas. But the purpose of prayer is not to inform, persuade, or manipulate God. Prayer is obedience and sincere surrender before the living God. As in the Lord's Prayer, the purpose of all purposes in prayer is for God to be glorified. Listen to what Jesus said to the disciples in John 14:13. "And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." That is the purpose clause. That is the purpose of all purposes, that the Father be glorified. Is the purpose of your prayers to bring glory to God? Rise early and offer the first fruits of your day to the living God who sees your heart. Praise him, adore him, make your requests known to him, and confess before him as you seek his glory and his honor in your life. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you that you have given us this fellowship with you because of the precious blood you shed on the cross. We pray against spiritual laziness that keeps us from seeking you with our whole heart. May you be glorified in our prayers and in our lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.